With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Let's talk music in Star Wars. What's your favorite band? Who's headlining your Star Wars concert? In universe.
In the universe? Slice Noodles is my, she's my biatch. We're talking Star Wars,
yeah.
Right? We're not talking who's playing, like, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to get Rihanna on a stage and do the Duel of Fates. Right. Slice Noodles, the original Slice Noodles. There's two things, man. There's two massive hits. Okay. There's, I like to call it Numb Nuts. You might like to call it the Ewok Celebration song. But when I was a kid, it was Numb Nuts. He got the Numb Nuts. Numb Nuts up in his eyes and Numb Nuts everywhere. No, 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 Numb Nuts. And I absolutely love Slice Noodles and the Max Rebo Band. I love that. I always think that Prince, they're like Prince. I think Jabba would have listened to Prince.
Yeah.
The black album period, or like Love Sexy, because, yeah.
And so what did you think when...
Hated it. I know what you're talking about. Jedi Rocks? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's blasphemy. I can't even look at you. I love you, man, but I can't look at you.
It's
horrible.
Yowza, the Yuzzum.
It's horrible.
It was like when the Black Eyed Peas got Fergie. Just totally changed.
I'm not going to weigh in on that, but I will tell you that I absolutely love this music that plays in Jabba's Palace. I sometimes use it illegally on our podcast where he's being fanned by some... leaf and sleeping. He's had too many of those little frogs. What are they called? You probably know what they're called.
I actually don't know what the frogs are called.
But, you know, he's had too many little frogs and whatever. And but there's like pipe music, like vaguely sort of Moroccan pipe. I just feel like the music placement in those films and the language, you know, development of languages and stuff in the films were really super authentic.
There's a really casual vibe getting played when they're on the sail barge.
Yep. Just that, it's really chill.
Yeah,
and like, R2's like
Max is just like just cutting through, just getting a bit jazzy.
It's a bit sort of like, let's all go to Dubai or something. There's probably vaping going on. I don't know what's happening.
He's letting the spice do the talking.
Exactly. No, I love anything to do with Jabba's Palace. I really dig. I like all the music there. And I genuinely love anything to do with the Ewoks. So even their little, I think someone sampled that. I think in the 90s there was a...
Really?
Yeah, there's a 90s band that sampled that little chant and turned it into something.
Well, we have got the little record player that I got for Jackie, and I found on eBay and just like got it sent to her on eBay is, you know, Mecco? The guy that did all the remixes, the Star Wars disco remixes. He did an Ewok Celebration remix.
Oh, nice.
And it's quite a vibe.
I'll have to check that out.
We'll have an after podcast jam.
I don't know if anyone can see this on the podcast, but I am staring at your C-3POs, which is pretty cool. Is that a reissue box of cereal?
No, I found that at a little collectible store in the valley.
Super cool.
Box of C-3PO cereals. Did you ever slip in any Star Wars references into Savage Garden?
Yeah, I was going to say this to you earlier. Yes, all the way through the career. So, for example, the first tour that we ever did was based... The stage was based on the Emperor's Throne Room. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, there was a massive staircase and then there was this hexagonal sort of thing behind me. Most of my stage costumes during that period were based on Luke's...
What year was this?
So, 96, 97. Like, when Savage Garden first started...
Such a weird time for Star Wars references.
Yeah. The reissues were just about to come out. I remember the Beverly Center was wrapped around with the Star Wars special edition. It was coming. But, it was super retro because it was in that sort of dead period. Yeah. I had done Star Wars role-playing Games, from I think it was West End Games that had it, and I collected a lot of those sort of mini sets. I don't know what they were called, but so there were some toys and trading cards and stuff.
Oh, the little micro-machines.
Micro-machine stuff I had. But there weren't a lot of new toys, and I really didn't love the new wave of testosterone-filled figures. So I jumped off that train. I was strictly vintage.
You're using too much force, Luke. Lay exactly. off the force.
Yeah, too much. Exactly. The midichlorians are off the scale. Don't start me on midichlorians. But, yeah, like, so I used to wear things that were very similar to what Luke wore when he in the final duel with Vader.
Really?
So what I'm really talking about here
I'm gonna
be it's hilarious.
Hitting Google images hard.
There was a black outfit that I wore that was essentially, this is so embarrassing, but it was like a onesie so that my shirt wouldn't pop up. So it was like this long sleeve black shirt with like a diagonal stripe on it. And my belt was like here's a utility belt. I wore boots just like Luke. And then even years later, and we're talking 2007, I had a holster designed for me on stage that where I would put my microphone in like a hilt. It was freaking cool.
You blew it.
Thank you.
No, you've blown it.
Why, man?
Because I'm going to tell you what you should have done.
Oh, damn it.
At the start of the show,
yep.
you get the microphone shot over the crowd into your hand.
Nod to R2. Yeah, that would have been amazing. But all through, and song lyrics, there's a B-side called I'll Bet He Was Cool. And it was a song that was really about, there was a Kate Bush song, bear with me. She had a song on an album called The Red Shoes. And there was a song called Why Should I Love You, written with Prince. And it was really... She had one lyric and she said, have you ever seen a... I'm not religious, by the way, but she had this line and she said, have you ever seen a picture of Jesus laughing? Do you think he would have had a beautiful smile? And that always really touched me because the whole vision of Jesus and all the imagery about Jesus was always one of like saintlyhood or whatever. But I used to think, he must have been a bit of a rock star. Like he must have had that Prince or like, you know, like Jagger charisma. And so I wrote this song called I'll Bet He Was Cool and listed all these things. And one of the things was I said, I'll bet my speeder bike. I bet my speeder bike in the lyric. And what did I say? I'll bet my speeder bike that he would have turned his back on all of that. So I was talking about fame and whatever. But there's two Star Wars references in that song. Yeah.
Ah. And of course, Savage Garden, that's named after Yoda's backyard.
Exactly, but after when Yoda couldn't, well, he wasn't getting those Republic-funded gardeners, so it became totally overgrown.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.